You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Duncan, in for Beth Ruyak. Sacramento rock duo Cities You Wish You Were From released their debut full-length album, CYWYWF, LP 2018, in September. And they will perform live Saturday, December 1st at Goldfield Trading Post as part of a special benefit show with Hot Water Music and Kevin Seconds. They're also headlining the Merry Krampus Show at the Hideaway Bar and Grill on December 15th. Guitarist Eli Jenkins and drummer Tyler Downey came to the Insight Studios this past September to debut the single Knife and Agenda and perform an acoustic version of the fan favorite song Arkansas. Beth Ruyak began the conversation by asking why they went back into the studio to make a full-length album right after releasing an EP.
I think it was an intent to finish this album while people were still interested in us finishing an album. And then the momentum just sort of started to roll from there. We got some interest from a management company, and then we started getting offers for bigger supporting shows. And it's just sort of built from there. And then one day we woke up, and I think it was in the course of a week, we went from having like 40, 50 followers on Spotify to thousands. We're not entirely sure what's happening yet, but we're really excited about it.
Oh, somebody picked up on your music.
We got added to playlists or something.
Something happened.
An algorithm. It has gotten probably bigger and more aggressive, more energetic. But we were just talking about this on the way over here. We're doing some stuff musically that's a little bit more difficult, but the song Knife and Agenda that's sort of taking off on Spotify and iTunes right now is really straightforward, easily digestible, straight-ahead rock and roll music.
Well, I think with this record specifically, we set out to make a really dynamic sound. We wanted to have a progression within not only the album, but the individual songs themselves. And I think that that comes through on a lot of those tracks. And so, like Elijah was saying, they're a little bit more accessible, a little bit more digestible. There are periods where it's really aggressive and intense, but there are other times with that song in particular where it sounds like almost something totally different.
Let's listen to a little bit of music and then we'll talk more.
You got a knife and an agenda.
Elijah Jenkins and Tyler Downey, the duo known as Cities You Wish You Were From. You are performing a song titled Arkansas. Who wrote that song, or was that a co-writing effort?
I wrote that song, gosh, now probably about 4 or 5 years ago. It's one of our softer, more Americana songs, but for a long time it probably still is one of the most popular songs that people request live. I wrote it right after getting divorced from my kid's mom, and so I think people relate. Everybody's lost something.
Mm.
So people...
It's an interesting
kind of hook
time
into that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
To be identifying that and looking for a language for it.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, I think that song is probably the song that I've touched the least as far as our songwriting process goes, but it still translates to my life and to my family's life. And so when we made the video for that, it's you know, video of our kids. And so there's backstories and stuff that we won't talk about now, but obviously it's a song that we can't not play when we're playing live, because so many people love that song, but also it means so much to us too.
That's the kind of life experience and music that really binds people in general, but a band. What difference has it made for you two to experience your lives evolving and going through those growing up experiences together?
I tell people we're very sort of mature band, because Tyler and I talk about everything, not just about music. We know the intricacies of each other's lives, and we're very good about calling each other out and keeping each other healthy, which is important when you're working so hard, so many hours all the time. And we have a lot of respect for what we need to get done outside of rehearsal and recording, because maintaining our families is the way that we maintain sanity. If I didn't have my, like, an intact home and a healthy son to come home to, it wouldn't make any of this worth it.
Well, yeah, and it sort of puts everything in perspective, because when we're on the road, it's tough to be away from our families, but we also use it as a time to recharge our batteries and to appreciate that experience that not a lot of dads get to do, you know? So when we come back, I feel... you know, ready to tackle whatever my 2-year-old can throw at me.
Exactly.
Let's listen. This is Arkansas.
Gravity's coming. Is this the place that we thought we'd be? Wonderful summer, vodka and cards while we're young and free. Oh, Arkansas, why can't you hear me? This train is coming home. Oh, Arkansas, we'll be together if it means always alone. You weren't the hard one, I steered the path and then led you there. Losing each other faster than you were ever losing hair. Oh, Arkansas, we were in London dreaming of being home. Oh, Arkansas, we'll stay together, it's just the way it was done. Us together, maybe we'll make him in newer ways. Our little baby shouldn't have to struggle through southern days. Oh, Arkansas, why can't you hear me? This train is coming home.
That's Eli Jenkins and Tyler Downey. Together, they are Cities You Wish You Were From, and their self-titled full-length album is now available. You can see them perform live this Saturday, December 1st, at Goldfields in Sacramento for a special acoustic benefit show. And they're also playing at the Hideaway Bar and Grill, Mary Krampus Show on December 15th with Shotgun Sawyer, Sparks, Across Darkness, and Vinny Guidera and the Deadbirds. You can find more info, including a video of the band performing Arkansas live in the Insight studio. That is Insight for today. I'm Beth Duncan. Insight is produced by Jen Picard, Bert Johnson, and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Today's engineer is Matt Piscini. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. We're back with another live show tomorrow. Thank you for joining us.